Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When something's cluttered, is it easy to find things?
No.
Mm-mm. I know years ago, a friend of mine and I were working on an old hot rod. And we got to this certain thing and we needed a specific tool, designated tool to do that little job. And we walked over to his tool bin and garage. And I'm telling you, it was a disaster. I mean, you couldn't even walk through the place. And he said, I know I've got two or three of those. He said, but it might take us half a day to find it. He said, come on, let's just go to the parts place and get one. He said, I know I probably got two or three. But he knew it was in there. But it was very difficult to find. Why? So much clutter. So many times, that's the way Christians are. They know it's in there. That direction. That guidance. They know it's in there. But dear me, putting your hand on it. Because you start to look at it, and there's some stuff from 1969 that I never took care of. And there's some stuff from 72 that we never got worked out. And there's some stuff from 89. See, friends, we are not to go day after day with something inside us bothering us. Bothering us. You didn't do that. You didn't take care of that. That bothering, that nagging thing a little bit, that bothering, that you live with that and you go on, you are not having a clear conscience. You will become more clouded, more darkened, and duller the further you go. Why? How'd that garage get that way? How did it get that way? You got finished working on the motor, and you got tools everywhere, and you got stuff everywhere, and you're ready to just get out of there, but inside, what happens? Inside, you ought to put that up. You ought to go ahead and take just a minute and put that back where you got it. Right? Oh, friends, are you listening now? I'm not just telling stories. You ought to take just a minute and put that up. And if you go, nah, I'll do it later. What did you just get through doing? You overrode a prompting or something you had on the inside. Is that serious?
Yes.
Oh, how serious it is. People are dead today because of ignoring that. And you don't just wait until something major comes up to try to be sensitive. You got to be sensitive day in and day out. If you want to be sensitive on the big things, you got to be obedient on the little things. If you want to be receptive of His direction, you must be receptive of His correction. So week after week, you knew you ought to go ahead and take a minute and straighten it up, but you didn't. And you knew next week you got stuff strode and you think, well, I got to clean that up anyway. So you knew you ought to take time and clean both messes up, but you just say, well, you know, okay, just we'll get it later. And it's no big deal. Well, maybe the stuff being scattered around might not be a big deal. Might not be a big deal. But you ignoring what you got on the inside, that is a huge deal. Are y'all with me now?
Yes.
You get a hold of this, it'll change your life. It will change your life. You'll stop missing it on stuff. And you'll start nailing it. Right place. Right time. You'll know what to do. What if everything in your life has its own place? How many believe God is a messy God? Sloppy God. Huh? Oh, you talk about precision. This universe. Does every star have its own place? Every planet? Every moon, the balance of this planet, the ebb and flow of the tides, and the cycles in the animal world and the plant world, precision, your own human body. I'm telling you, you and I are fearfully and wonderfully made. God didn't just throw your ears just anywhere. There's a place for them.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah, that's right?
Huh? He didn't put your hands and your toes and your feet just anywhere. Just scatter them around wherever they would stick. There's a place for them. And they ought to be in that place and no other place.
That's right. Amen.
Said out loud, everything,
everything
should have its own place.
Everything
should be in its place. Amen. Now you've let stuff go before and I have too. But let's straighten it up. Let's go ahead and get it straight. Right? Teach your little ones. It's not okay for them to throw stuff all over the place and just leave it indefinitely. Teach them. Mama's not their personal maid. There's no reason for children not to pick up after themselves. You're not just teaching them good housekeeping. You're teaching them how to be led by the Spirit. That was 2 weeks. Y'all don't agree? I'm telling you. These things are more important than you think. Well, you know, I'll get to all that mess sometime and sort it out and clean it out. Why wait? Why wait? Because I'm telling you, everything that you are procrastinating about is hindering your spiritual sensitivity. Every natural thing and every spiritual thing, everything that you keep putting off, that you keep procrastinating, is something that clutters and clouds your being led and hearing from God. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. You see, why was Paul so big on keeping his conscience clear? Man, he's got to hear from God, right? We must hear from God about this church and about this ministry. Why are so many people, when things come up, go, is that God? I don't know. It kind of seems like it. But why are so many people confused about is it God or not? Because their spirits are so cluttered. There's so many times they didn't obey. So many things they didn't follow through on and pay attention to. Well, you can't change the past. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can clean out that closet this week. You can get that garage straightened up. This, I said, what's that got to do? I'm telling you, it's all connected. If you'll just let stuff go and strow and be sloppy naturally, that's a reflection of how you are inside. Hmm? We're having fun now, aren't we? Well, you know I'm going to tell you the truth. And I'm not afraid of you. I'm going to stand before the Lord one day. Right? And give an account for how I led this church. And I'm telling you, I know. I mean, following that prompting. The Lord has protected us in flying I don't know how many times. Just by that one simple thing. I've had something come up to me. I think I told you, you know, on another airplane, it had a nose wheel pin that you took the pin out to tow it and you had to put the pin back in or otherwise you got no steering when you take off. Well, I was busy and something and the ground crew had already checked this thing. The people who towed it were supposed to fix it. And another pilot told me they had already checked it. And I got up in the airplane. I'm putting on the seatbelt. I'm ready to start engines. And it came up to me about that nose pin. Well, it'd come up about two times already about that nose pin. I don't mean a voice. I don't mean a feeling, but just something. And you thought, well, they've checked it and he checked it. How many understand? You don't trust anybody or anything more than you trust this,
Amen.
What you get in here.
Amen.
And you don't let anybody talk you out of this. Because
yeah.
They may be sincere, they may not be trying to lie to you, but they may just be wrong. And so, finally, I mean, you know, the door's shut, they're unplugging stuff, we're all buttoned in, and I said, I'm sorry, just stop. I got to get out and see this. So I undid everything, holding everybody up, opened the door. The pin was not in. Well, that means at 120 miles an hour, I can't steer. That's not cool. You want to be able to steer when you're ripping down the runway at 120 miles an hour. But I mean, things like that. But see, here's the deal. If you are accustomed to ignoring those so-called little things at home, then you're probably going to ignore it here. That's just the way you live. But if you are in a habit of obeying that, you laid that thing on the desk there and a little something, and you said, go ahead and hang that up. And you go, okay, all right, go hang it up. If you go ahead and hang it up and you live like that, did you hear me? I said, you live like that, then not only will you follow the Lord in the little things, you'll follow Him in the big things. You have trained yourself to obey, and you keep your spirit clear. There's nothing gnawing at the back of your mind. There's nothing nagging you that you haven't done or that you're putting off. No, you're clear. I've done it. When it comes to you, you do it, and then you stay clear. Amen. You talk to somebody, and you realize, I said that too harsh. I shouldn't have said that like that. They know me. You just made a mistake. Did you hear me? They know me. You know, and just go on and forget about. You just overrode something you had in your heart. That's how you get cluttered. That's how you dull yourself. No, what do you do? Right then. Turn around. I'm sorry. I said that too harsh. Shouldn't have said it that way. Right? Clear. Everybody say clear.
Clear.
Clear, clear. Keep your spirit clear. Keep your conscience clear. Clear. Everybody say clear.
Clear.
Now this is how you live. This is not something you do. You don't just come down to the altar and cry and you got touched from God and that's the end. No, you got to live like this. Every day, day in, day out, all day. If you make a mistake, repent, but get it straight, but then live with a clear conscience. Everybody say clear.
Clear.
You know, talking about the cluttered closet. Here's the definition of clutter. A crowded or confused mass. A crowded, confused collection. Another one says, to fill or cover with scattered and disordered things that impede movement or reduce effectiveness. It just wastes all kind of time. You know, I've done it before. Haven't been as conscientious. You know, let stuff pile up on my desk and got all kind of stuff that ought to be filed. And then something come up and I need to put my hand on that document. Well, where's it at? Got to go through two stacks of stuff this high to find. Well, that's not okay. That wastes hours. It can just cause problems. The bigger thing is you've been ignoring what's in your heart.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Keys to Increased Sensitivity, A Clear Conscience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R104. That's R104. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.